That was beautiful. Thank you very much. I turned our mics down. I'm sorry.
You didn't want me to throw in a fifth harmony there.
You know, it's okay. We'll let the professionals take care of it. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I know it's early in the morning and you're in tuxedos.
Yes.
Absolutely dressed for the whole Valentine's Day thing. Just, you know, letting you get a warm up in a couple of weeks early. So you guys are billed as your service as a unique memory that lasts long after the flowers have faded and the candy has eaten.
Let's have Gordy. Gordy, do you want to step up and be the
mouthpiece?
We don't want to dry out their singing.
That's true.
Voices.
Tell us a little bit about how this got started.
Well, we started a long time ago, back in the 80s, and it's been a group of four or five or six of the local chapters of the Barbershop Harmony Society. We got together, and it's a tradition all over the United States for barbershoppers to go out and deliver singing Valentines on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And we are here in the Twin Cities. We've got a consortium of the choruses where we go out and we deploy the quartets, and we gather orders, and we go out and have a ball on that day. It's more fun than almost anything else that we can do in the year.
So is 7 a.m. a little early for the normals?
KFAI is listener supported. Go to KFAI.org and click the donate button.
Big voices can go.
We've sung everywhere.
Yeah?
Believe it or not.
Tell me.
We've sung at the airport. We've sung at the line at Target. We've sung at Buca di Beppo. We normally, up until last year, for the last 15 years or so, we've sang at White Castle. You probably saw us in the Pioneer Press, and our quartet has. But other quartets are singing all over. And law offices, hospitals, to nurses, to doctors even.
By White Castles, you mean Little Square Burger. White
Little
Castles.
Little Square Burger, yeah.
Oh.
No advertisement for White Castles.
Right. Sorry, I'm just...
Did you not know that you could book, the romantic Valentine's dinner at White Castle? you really can. Like, they will give you like full courses and everything.
They turn the lights down at White Castle. People come in their tuxedos and their long dresses.
Yeah.
In a limo.
Are you guys punking me right now?
No,
or is this real?
No.
This is absolutely true.
Yeah. Which White Castle?
On University.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah. Those who are listening, they want to take Barb Abney out on a night that she will not forget this year.
You're more likely to get us out throughout the town, though, this year, because I don't think we're doing White Castle this year. Mm. The car club that used to hire us, pretty much they're not doing it anymore. They hired us for years and years and years.
How often, so on a typical February 14th, how many places do you just the one single quartet here end up hitting in that stretch?
We can go anywhere from 10 to 20 spots.
Wow. Good gravy.
And how deep does the repertoire go? Or do people request certain songs of you?
We sing what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually for the men, and we deploy both men and women quartets, but usually for the men, it's two standard songs. Let Me Call You Sweetheart and Heart of My Heart are the two songs that we usually sing.
I think I'd like to hear that one, too.
Yeah. Now's a perfect time to do it.
We got a substitute for
it. Oh, but they have a substitute. Never mind.
Are any of you Irish?
I have a little Irish.
Well, I was going to say, would you like to be Irish for just one song?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Okay. Sure. All right.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
So lovely. We are in the studio with Gordy and Note Warriors. You guys are probably getting a lot of bookings now since we're so close, right? So close to the 14th.
Yeah. Yeah, Gordy, go ahead.
Well, we've got room for more.
Okay. There's still a little bit of room if you act now.
Sure.
Singforme.net. That's the number four if you want to book these guys. And so what is the weirdest place other than White Castles that you guys have had to see?
I'll share you one that we had a few years ago. We sang at the Stillwater State Prison. It was for a staff member there, not a resident. That wasn't what was special, though. When we left, the husband who had got the Valentine for his wife, he did not escort us back down to the exit to leave. So here we are, four guys dressed in a tuxedo,
right,
walking out of the jail. And we got into the car, and there was a armed guard came running out of the of the prison in front of the car, waving his hands, saying, making sure that we weren't going anywhere. And he came up to the window and he said, "What are you guys doing here?"
Oh my gosh.
We had to explain it to him, and then that was okay. He understood. But I thought to myself afterwards, would that not be a cool way to escape from prison? Have three of your buddies come with your coat, and you get dressed up there, and then the four of you walk out dressed up.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. That's a good idea. So could we take just a second to isolate everybody and introduce everybody real quick? Have you...
I'm Gordon Everest, and I'm on the committee that arranges this citywide for the various quartets and the various choruses. And so we're doing our planning and arranging. We've got an online ordering system where people can go. And... let me just say that in some of the experiences, we will deliver one, and it's so very memorable that the following year it is not unusual for the recipient to buy one either to express thanks or to get revenge. One time, a gal ordered one for her husband. We went to his place of work, and most of the deliveries that we do are at places of work. And right. We'll walk in and wait for the whoever the receptionist is there to bring out the other colleagues of the recipient, and then we will sing with a big audience. She said when she bought it, she said, "He's going to kill me." And we went and we sang to him, and he just melted.
Oh.
You could tell. that he did. Well, guess what happened the next year?
He got it for her.
He got one for her.
That's good. That is good. That is good. Let everybody at work know.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, sir? What's your name? And
I'm Ron Riley. I sing the lead in the Barbershop Quartet, which is the melody. But it's the second tenor in other quartets.
Hmm.
So we always have just the lead is sort of unusual in the Barbershop style to be in the melody in the second tenor.
Do you want to give us a little hum so we can hear your voice?
My wild Irish rose.
Very nice. Gentlemen, who's next?
I'm Grant. I'm the tenor. And I travel the furthest. I'm from, I live in Zimmerman, Minnesota, so I probably drove for an hour and a half to get here.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Also the president of the North Star Chorus, and that's something that we want to do, too, is also make sure the chorus gets credit when someone goes to that website.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I would have to share is that this is probably one of those things, you know, candy is gone in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers wilt after a few days or a week. This is a memory that you'll have forever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember singing for a lady that her husband bought her a bouquet of flowers, and she had cancer. And I remember singing for her. By the time we were done, we were all crying.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the coolest, most impactful things that you could ever do for someone.
And your voice in the hum?
I'm the higher guy. I make him sound good.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear a little solo.
My wild Irish rose.
Wow. Gentlemen, step right up.
My name's Steve, and I sing the bass part, the most important part.
I could tell it right away. Yeah.
The most important part. I mean, if it weren't for the bass, you just, you know. Whatever,
but it's all about the bass.
It's all about the bass.
The most humble member of the group.
You can tell.
But I echo what Grant said a moment ago about how much of an impact we can have on people, and one of the things that I remember was going to a business that had a pretty large building, maybe 8 stories high, and had its big atrium and we finally got our client to come down to hear us sing for her, and we're singing. And the next thing we know is that throughout this atrium, which was like 8 stories high, all the people, all heads started peeking over the rail and wondering what was going on. And then when we were done, you know, you'd hear,
that's good,
echoing through it. It's just amazing how much this kind of music can bring people together.
And, absolutely. Oh, I'm sure your voice is just raised up through.
Yes.
Sing for pie, too.
We'll sing for pie. I don't see that listed on the website, but maybe that's in the fine print.
If you surprise somebody at the Baker Square or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, let's hear your part, sir.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. And then I get to harmonize with these guys, and it just comes together.
It's just beautiful. Yeah. And we have one last victim over here. Are you able to do any kind of solo work? I know that you have a scratchy throat.
A little bit. It's not terrible.
Okay.
My name is Dwayne. I sing the baritone part.
Okay.
He makes all of us
pretty much
good.
The leftover notes. These guys got the important ones, but I got the most important one.
Can we hear just a couple?
You may not want.
It's different.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that.
KFAI is listener supported. Go to kfai.org and click the donate button.
AI.
Thank you.
Oh, our hearts have all melted.
I know. Like, we are the, like, the Grinch now. The hearts are just like, ah. Oh,
yes, that's so why we're like the Grinch now.
Because his heart grew to be, yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
And remember, sing.
Can I say something more?
Yes, certainly.
Sure. One of the things that makes this super special is if the person who buys it can show up by surprise when we come to sing. Excuse me. And we will make the arrangements and let them know what our expected arrival time is so we can meet and they can come out of the... It's been a tremendous... That just really, for the recipient, that just really brings it alive.
Do they
not
hide
just
behind,
the quartet.
Hide behind you and then pop out when you're finished.
Or
singing.
From behind a curtain, whatever. You know, we kind of set that up.
Like Marty over here did this.
Yeah. And I remember one time we were delivering to a person who was having a baby and expecting on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
So we had no idea whether it would be delivered at home,
right?
Where the Valentine would be delivered at home, at the hospital, or back at home again. So we just kept in touch, and it turns out that she had her baby the night before.
Oh, wow.
And so we sang in the hospital.
Wow.
But we can, you know, we communicate back and forth with the buyer so that they know where we are at the time.
Now, if someone's listening who says, oh, I would love to be a part of this, how could they find you, gentlemen, and perhaps try out?
NorthStarChorus.org.
Uh-huh. Go through one of the choruses that are participating in this.
Okay.
Let me say also that we had one group that went 5 times back and forth between the husband and the wife. And on the 5th time, it was back to the wife. And she told all of her co-workers, oh, he'll never do it again. Well, we walked in, and there we were doing it again. And she was as blown away as the first time.
That's so beautiful.
It's never something that disappoints.
That is so beautiful. If you're looking for a way to make a really impactful Valentine effort, I encourage you to go to singforme.net, look at the different packages, and send some music to someone you love. Sing for the number for me.net.
Yes.
Mason, you have anything else we need to throw in here?
No, not really. I just want to thank them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
For waking up this early, for driving 90 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
Wow. That is...
So, like some of you, I had to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
And... Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting up around then. I mean,
he's got a newborn, so he's
I didn't get
up
out of bed or anything. But
I was awake for me, though.
I was awakened.
Oh, this is early. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We really appreciate the fact that you came in. We're going to be stalking your Facebook page to look for some of the fun you guys have. Yeah,
yes.
some of your victims to see some of the footage. We've got some of our own now that we can post up on Facebook as well. Singing Valentine's. That's nicely done, Mason.
Thank you.
Well done. I'm very proud of you for finding these
Aww.
Gentlemen. What have you got?
I got some more beautiful voices here.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's KFAI.